faith, family, and the culture of life. It's Family Man with Catholic therapist Dr. Gregory Popchak.
Fewer couples are getting married as cohabitation becomes the norm. Conventional wisdom says that this trend is largely irrelevant. After all, what does it matter what two consenting adults do in the privacy of their own homes? New research, though, says that it matters a great deal to the children. 30 years ago, nearly 80% of America's children lived with both parents. Now only two-thirds of them do. Children living in cohabiting households are nearly 50 times as likely to be killed through abuse as children living with two biological parents, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Children living in cohabiting households are at higher risk of physical or sexual assault than children living with two biological or adoptive parents, according to several studies conducted by the Crimes Against Children Research Center. Girls who live in homes without two married parents are at significantly higher risk of sexual assault, according to research conducted by Washington and Lee University. Sociologist Brad Wilcox calls child abuse, quote, the dark underbelly of cohabitation, end quote. Children deserve better. Children deserve parents who are grown up enough to make a marital commitment. I'm Dr. Gregory Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
You've been listening to Family Man with Catholic therapist Dr. Gregory Popchak. To discover more resources for living an abundant life, including books, CDs, and Catholic counseling services, visit us online at exceptionalmarriages.com.
Are other people responsible for making your child behave? I'm Dr. Ray. Short answer, an emphatic no. But I have 78 more seconds of commentary, so let me go on a bit. Parents will oftentimes tell me, you know, little Rutherford was really difficult in Sunday school. But you know, I don't think that was his fault. I think the Sunday school teacher is kind of a weak disciplinarian. Or Grandma can't really handle him. You know, if she was firmer, I think he'd be a lot better behaved for her. Or the teacher, he had a really bad week at school. But you know, I think the teacher needs to set limits on him. All of these things would be nice. All of these things would be helpful. But the truth, our children need to behave for other people, whether or not those people can handle them. I do not want my child behaving well only because somebody can control him. I want him behaving well because that is the right thing to do. And it is not the Sunday school teacher's. It is not grandma's. It is not the teacher's responsibility to make my son behave. It is mine. And if I find out that that boy did not treat those people with respect and follow their expectations, he will answer to Dad. Because I am his primary teacher. They are not responsible for making him behave. It certainly is nice if they can. But if they can't, I will not make excuses for him. I must deal with him. I'm Dr. Ray.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Frank Sweeney.
After finishing a business meeting, Annie sat in the taxi on her way to the airport. Now that she was going home, she felt anxious because lately, time with her preteen daughter was anything but smooth. During the ride, the driver shared his story of growing up in Africa and then fleeing his homeland because of war. He spoke also about his three teenagers, saying, "They face so many challenges, and sometimes they are tough on my wife and me, but we all just love one another through all of it." As Annie left the taxi, she called home immediately with a simple message for her daughter. "I love you." You see, my friend, if you find the core of love, you will sustain and strengthen your family.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle then curse the darkness.
And now a word of encouragement from Mark Shea at CatholicExchange.com.
Everybody likes to dally with the idea of being a brave soul who speaks truth to power and faces down the big cheeses from City Hall, like Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Smith goes to Washington. But when it actually comes to doing it, we generally pass. And no wonder. John the Baptist did it, and look what it got him. A life in the desert, wearing a hair shirt, eating bugs, and being made fun of by the urban sophisticates who came out from Jerusalem to see what the country folk were so excited about. From the outside, it appears that John the Baptist spent his life shouting into the wind and was rewarded with prison and decapitation for his troubles. But on the inside, where God lives, it was worth every second. For John knew who he was, the friend of the bridegroom. That is peace indeed, and a source of strength that made him able to speak truth to power, not like an actor before cameras, but like a prophet of God. I'm Mark Shea for CatholicExchange.com.